Was that you? For God's sake, what's the matter? He asked in a husky voice. Oh, Dacre, I am glad to see you. I had been down into hell. It was dreadful.
Then it was you who screamed?
I dare say it was. It rang through the house. The servants are all terrified.
He struck a match and lit the lamp. I think we may get the fire to burn up again, he added, throwing some logs upon the embers.
Good God, my dear chap, how white you are. You look as if you had seen a ghost.
So I have. Several ghosts.
The leather funnel has acted, then?
I wouldn't sleep near that infernal thing again for all the money you could offer me.
Dacre chuckled.
I expected that you would have a lively night of it, said he.
You took it out of me in return, for that scream of yours wasn't a very pleasant sound at 2 in the morning. I suppose, from what you say, that you have seen the whole dreadful business.
What dreadful business?
The torture of the water. The extraordinary question, as it was called in the genial days of